Inside.
All right.
Duck and Dine isn't a restaurant one is likely to wind up at by accident. Far from having a busy Main Street location, it's a couple miles from Old Saybrook's downtown, off a largely rural and residential road. But if nearly 70 years of business have shown anything, it's that customers will find the place, and they'll continue to come back. Herman Fleischman, for one, has been coming for more than 30 years.
Duck and Dine is the equivalent of my left arm, my right arm.
He drove down from Colchester last week for lunch, was there a week earlier for dinner and drinks, and the week before that, too.
One of the reasons why I think Duck and Dine is so successful and so popular is that everyone has these memories of coming to the shore.
Mari Kadama, whose family has owned the restaurant since 1987, is the manager at Duck and Dine.
And so you have a lot of traditions, family traditions and friend traditions that everybody's coming down here and taking a part of.
Examples of her theory are easy to find. When I visited, I met customers from as far away as Boston who choose Duck and Dine for an annual family gathering, and some regular customers from years past who drove down from Southington to see if the food is still as good as it used to be. You might have your own Duck and Dine story. But if you haven't seen the restaurant in the last couple of years, it's not the same as you remember it. Back in August of 2011, Tropical Storm Irene put over 4 feet of water into the restaurant and forced an end to their season. Kadama said there wasn't major structural damage, but just about everything else was ruined.
At that time, we really decided, okay, well, let's take the opportunity to do some renovations that the restaurant needed. But unfortunately, that took us 360 days to do. And then we had reopened. Everything was going great. We were open for 63 days. And then Sandy came.
We assumed we were going to get wet. We didn't think we were going to get wrecked.
That's Duck and Dine's owner, John Kadama. As a precaution, he says they'd moved all the furniture and equipment they could, and during the renovations, they'd specified materials which could withstand flooding similar to what they experienced with Irene. But the flooding from Sandy was much more destructive.
And it literally picked up the portion of the building that extends over the water, twisted it, and pulled it away from the rest of the building. So structurally, there was a lot of damage.
There was so much damage that another renovation wouldn't cut it. A town ordinance had been triggered that would require the Kadamas to demolish Duck and Dine and rebuild to current flood zone building codes.
Which means that building is going to be roughly 12 to 14 feet higher than it currently is.
Rumors flew around town that the Kadamas wouldn't rebuild, and with losses and expenses reaching past $1 million, who could blame them? But Kadama says that Duck and Dine's location has proven itself time and again. And after feeling the community response when they came back the first time, he was more committed to rebuilding than ever.
Duck and Dine was an old restaurant at the time Irene hit, and we were able to modernize it. We saw the boost that received from the public, and the new restaurant, which is going to be spectacular, it's going to be even better than that. I know it, so it's worth it.
Even so, the work ahead and its cost is daunting. Kadama says the family company's three other restaurants, in Mystic, have been taking up some of the slack during Duck and Dine's shuttered seasons, and opening this past summer in the remaining structurally sound portion of the restaurant allowed them to turn a profit for those months. But when the new facility opens next summer, Kadama expects it will be on the back of two mortgages, a relief loan from Middlesex County, and a federal disaster assistance loan.
If this were a restaurant, even a successful restaurant, anywhere else, I wouldn't be doing it.
Duck and Dine's last day of business in their longtime facility will be tomorrow, October 30th. And as this end approaches, customers are invited to stop by and sign planks that Sandy ripped from the old docks. Next summer, those planks will be hanging in the new restaurant, at least 15 feet above sea level. For WNPR, I'm Jay Holt.